work their magic. I have heard much of this place, the matron mother said to Berylip. Blacksmith Golfanin has told me that there is no forge upon Toril to exceed the heat and power of this one. It does not exaggerate, Berylip assured her, and she waved her arm out at the great forge of Gontalgrim, set in the middle of the long and narrow chamber. It is an oven. I do not need to view an oven, Matron Mother Quenthal said with a derisive chortle that set Berylip back on her heels.
Show us the source of the power within those furnaces, Gromph explained, and the Zorlaran priestess nodded excitedly and hustled to a small mithril door set back behind the main forge, halfway along the room's long side wall. Beyond it lay a narrow tunnel that had once been sealed with several doors, it seemed.
Portals designed by dwarves to keep all others out, Berylip explained as they passed through one empty jamb where a door had been removed.
The air grew humid, then steamy. They could hear the sound of falling water and an angry hissing noise in response. The tunnel wound for many paces before ending at another door, this one slightly ajar. Berylip pushed it open and led them through, spilling out into an oblong chamber. A chamber that was alive with the power of the elements. The chamber was cut wall to wall by a very deep pit, into which a perpetual waterfall poured from the ceiling.
Do you feel it, Archmage? Matron Mother Quenthal said.
And she closed her eyes and moved forward, basking in the power of the primordial. With Gromph beside her, she moved to the edge of the pit and looked down at the bared power of Gontalgrim, who knew best the beauty and grandeur of the City of Spiders, and even for the Archmage of Menzo Berenzon, who had walked the plains, such a sight as this surely stole their breath. They could not see the walls of the pit, for they were obscured by a spinning vortex of water, leaving water elementals forming the shaft prison for the beast far below. Through that spray and mist it loomed, the fire primordial, a living beast older than the dragons, older than the gods, perhaps. It was trapped, but it was not still. Nay, the bubbling lake of lava popped and spat forth its fire and magma, vomiting them upward to fall against the watery wall of the spinning vortex, the endless battle between fire and water. The two Beenris stepped back from the ledge and turned to look upon a beaming Berylip.
This is,
the matron mother started to say, glancing around and shaking her head as if in disgust, which stole more than a bit of Berylip's bluster. The matron mother stared her in the eye.
Why have you not prepared this room?
Matron. Mother.
Berylip stammered, hardly able to grasp the dangled concept.
The room is functional, perfectly so, the forge is
functional,
Matron Mother Quenthal snapped incredulously, and Gromph gave a little laugh.
This is not functional, she insisted, spitting the last word as if it rang out as a tremendous insult to her sensibilities. This is majesty, this is glory. This place, that beast, the elementals trapping it, are the reason Lolth has allowed your departure from Menzo Berenzon. Do you recognize that, priestess?
Yes, Matron Mother, of course.
Then why have you not prepared this room?
The Matron Mother emphatically demanded. Berylip's lips moved, but she said nothing, so at a loss as to even know where to begin. Quenthal pushed past her impatiently, moving out to the center of the flat stone area and surveying the room.
That tunnel?
She asked, pointing to a second exit from the place, just down the wall from the door through which they had entered. She could see that it was a natural tunnel, perhaps a lava tube, burned out from the stone.
Where does it lead?
To a back corridor, Matron Mother.
Berylip answered.
See where it joins the outer corridor.
Quenthal instructed Gromph, who nodded and started across the way.
I will put up a wall of iron, but it may be dispelled,
he informed her.
Seal it,
she said again,
And then the Zorlaran craftsmen will construct more permanent walls to support your magical construct.
This place!
Quenthal exclaimed, and then she began to dance, slowly turning, and she began to sing an ancient song of the founding of Menzel Berenzon for the glory of the Spider Queen. Her twirls became more enhanced and rapid, her spidery gown flowing out wide from her slender form, and from that gown dropped small spiders, living spiders, that scurried away from her as if they knew their task. For indeed they did. The song of consecration had brought them to life from the magical garments of the matron mother of Menzel Berenzon, and that song told them. Grumph came back out of the tunnel a short while later, his wall constructed to seal off the far end. Quenthal continued her song and dance. Spiders ran all around the ledge and up the walls, many already trailing their filaments. Quenthal twirled around and then stopped abruptly, dramatically, her grasping hands cupping at the front of her shoulders, at green, spider-shaped brooches she wore. She tore them free of her gown, her song becoming a powerful chant and plea to the Spider Queen, and she threw those brooches out to the floor before her, where they landed and skidded and animated, and grew.
"This is the chapel of Cusor Laren," the matron mother declared to Berylip.
And now the jade spiders were the size of ponies, then the size of horses, then the size of umber hulks. One moved to stand beside the door through which they had entered, the other to flank the tunnel Grumph had sealed. And there they froze in place, perfectly still, guardian statues.
"Matron Mother, we are blessed by your generosity," Berylip said, and she threw herself to the floor before Quenthal Beenry.
Quenthal ignored her and once more scanned the chamber, smiling as she saw the webs coming into being, the thousand little spiders working their magic.
"There is a chamber across the pit," Grumph informed her, and he led her gaze to the far end of the room.
"What is in there?"
Quenthal demanded of Berylip.
"The lever of magic," she answered. "It controls the water to feed the elementals to hold the primordial, so Ravel has told me."
"A simple lever?"
Quenthal asked, turning to Grumph.
"Simple to a dwarf of noble Delzoon blood, so Jarlaxle has told me," the archmage answered. "Impossible for any others."